Shalom Aleichem, we are continuing our discussion of the Zeich L'machatzisa Shekel that is given close to Purim, different minhagim as to when is it's given. Is it given on Tanis Esther before Mincha, after Mincha? How about on Purim itself at the time of Shachris? So various minhagim as to when it's given, be that as it may. Last time, just a quick recap, last time we said there are basically two major approaches. The Ramah's approach, how much has to be given, is that you take the currency that is in use where you are and you give half. For example, if you're in Israel, the currency is shkalim, you give half a shekel, or in fact, we'd only give one half a shekel. That would be the Zeich L'machatzisa Shekel. We give three of them because it says the word truma three times in the Parsha, talking about the Machatzisa Shekel, and Parsha's Kisisa at the beginning. So because it says truma, truma, truma three times, we're going to give three half shkalim in Eretz Yisrael. And the same would be whatever country one is in, you would use the currency of the country that you're in. For example, in the United States, one would give three half dollars. In the UK, one would give three half pounds, etc., etc. So that is actually brought down by the Ramah, and accordingly, the total amount being donated, being given for the Zeich L'machatzisa Shekel in Israel would be a shekel and a half, three half shekels. In the United States, a dollar and a half. Israel would be a shekel and a half. In the United States, it would be a dollar and a half, and in the UK, a pound and a half, etc., etc. You give three coins, each worth half of the currency, half a dollar, half a shekel, etc., times three, and that's how you get the one and a half of the currency wherever you are located. That would be, apparently, based on the Ramah, the Ashkenazic practice, but we'll get into that in a little bit. The Sfaradim have a different practice for the most part, and they try to give the value of the machatzisa shekel that was recorded in the Torah. So machatzisa shekel, when it's talked about in the Torah, that had approximately 10 grams of silver in it. And accordingly, you would value the cost of 10 grams of silver when you're giving it. And it would be approximately, very roughly, approximately as of a number of days ago, around 37 shkalim. And that would be the amount that is given. And if you're going to give for each person, then you're going to give 37 times each person in the family. If you're going to do the Ashkenazic practice, one and a half shkalim, or $1.50, 1.5 pounds, you give that for each member in the family. Now, what you oftentimes see nowadays, and this is done certainly in the shul that I daven in Eretz Yisrael, that the gabbai puts a packet of three silver half dollars. And what people do, and this is in Eretz Yisrael, even though you're supposed to be giving shkalim, people give money. And in lieu of that, they lift up the packet of three silver dollars. And that is what's done in place of giving the shkalim, or three half shkalim directly. They'll give either three half shkalim and lift up that packet of United States half dollars, silver dollars, three of them. And I think that is what is done as well in Chutz Lartz, and at least in the United States, that is what is done. You lift up the packet of three silver half dollars, and that's how you give money. You give American money, and that's how it's done. So the question is, why is that done, and is that the proper thing to do? So what we're going to start with is the Piskei Tshuvos, and he actually brings a number of possibilities of how to be mekayim the mitzvah Zeich L'machatzisa Shekel, and this is in preference order. So he starts out by saying Kasu Aposkim, talking about the Kaf HaChaim, Sharutz Olasot Zeich L'machatzisa Shekel B'Shleimus. So if you want to do the mitzvah in the best way, the Zeich L'machatzisa Shekel, in the ideal way, what you should do is Yiten Gimel Matbeos Shenakuv Aleim Erechetzi. You should give three coins that are called half of the currency. So half shkalim, half dollars, half pounds. That's what you should give. And you should give three of them. But in addition, there's another criteria. Criteria number one, it should have the denomination of a half of the currency that is used in the place where you are. But another condition, another requirement to do this in the best way is that each should have yesh b'chol echad kesev mizukak lefachot kishir machatzitza shekel shotor. It should include within at minimum of the amount of silver that the machatzisa shekel of the Torah had in it. So here he brings, that's 9.6 grams of pure silver. So we have, to do this in the ideal way, we should give three coins and two conditions to the coins. Number one is that the coins have a half denomination, half a dollar, half a shekel, half a pound. And also, in addition, it should include, and each of the coins should include, at least 9.6 grams of silver in it. So that's the ideal way to do that. So the next rung down is, what if you can't find coins? Because that's going to be very difficult to find a coin that has both the half denomination and the silver content. So if you cannot find that, what's your next option? As I eat on the Zecher Machatzisa Shekel, next best, Mamon Kishiur de Machatzisa Shekel Shotori. You should give the value of that. The value of that is the approximately, nowadays, 37 shekels, 35 shekels, 40 shekels, whatever it is, because you're giving the value of the silver that was in the Machatzis HaShekel at the time of the Torah. So that is going to be your next option. Mamon Kishir de Machatzis HaShekel Shadar. It's interesting, it doesn't say that you should give it three times. Meaning, the best way, he said, the best way to do it is to give three coins, each has a half value, and each one has that silver content. And the next rung down is to give the value of a coin, but it could be very well that you have to give the value of three coins to do it in the ideal way. But you're not giving an actual coin, you're just giving the monetary worth of either one or three coins. He says one coin, I think, should be three coins to do it in the ideal way, because you just don't have a coin, so you should still give the same value. And number three, vim ein yado masegas, if you can't afford that, because that's very expensive, and especially if you're giving for each member of the household, yiten gimel matbeos, shenakov alev alav erech chetzi, av she'ein bo kesef mezukak. Your next value, it's rung down, number three, is you're going to give the half denomination, so you're going to give half a shekel times three, so you're going to have three half shekels, or three half dollars, or three half pounds, depending on the country that you're in, then that's it, that's what you're going to give. So it turns out that it goes as follows. The best way to do it is you're going to fulfill both of the conditions. It's going to be a half denomination coin that also includes in each of the coins the silver content. The next rung down is you're going to fulfill not the half denomination, but you're going to give money that has the value of the silver content. And as I added on, it's probably the best to give it for each three times for each of the coins, so the monetary value. And number three is, if that's going to be too expensive, you're not going to do the value component. When we talked about two components, two conditions, you're going to do the half a coin, the half of the currency component, and not worry about the value component. So that would be the three rungs. And then he continues, v'imein matzoi matbeah shenakov alav erech chetzi. How about if you don't have a denomination that is a half? You don't have a half a shekel. We do in Israel. There is a half a shekel. There is a half a dollar. I don't know about pounds. But if you live in a country that doesn't have a currency that has a denomination of a half, yuchal litan gimol matbeah shlemos. You can give three full coins. For example, if there's no half pound, I could look it up, but I'm not going to do it right in the middle of giving the shir. So if you don't have a matzli matbeah, if you don't have a half a denomination, so just give the full denomination, give three full pounds, and you should have kavana that half of it is for the zeich lemachatzitz shekel, and the rest is a gift, it's tzedakah. Or you can have two people give together, two people partner together, and they have three full coins, they don't have half denominations, and it'll count for both of them. Now he does that, those would be four different rugs. Now he does that on that there are other opinions in this as well. There are some of the views, Shane, sorry, glatat gimel matbeos, you don't have to give three coins. Some say you only have to give one coin, zeich lemachatzitz shekel. Others say you don't even have to give a coin, you can just give cash, you can give a check, you just have to give a matana, to some gift to fulfill the mitzvah, some monetary gift in order to fulfill the zeichel machatzis shekel based on your ability to pay. So now let's get to the question. Some places they have lying on the plate there when you're giving your donation, and you're giving it either in the half coins. Nowadays we really don't have these coins very much of having the silver content. Even in the United States, if you have somewhat recent half dollars, they don't have any silver content in them. So what is done oftentimes, and this is done in the States, and it's also done in certain places in Israel, maybe other places in the world, that they put coins, half dollars, that used to have, meaning they take old ones, and I'm just going to go through, I have a listing here, how many grams of silver are in a half dollar. Now, nowadays, even in a half dollar, there is no silver content whatsoever, but it used to be in the olden days that there was silver content. I saw one shita that says it's around 11 grams in the half dollar, and another shita that says it's 12 and a half grams, but either way, that is fairly similar to the approximately 10 grams that the machatzis shekel had that is talked about in the Torah. So that is a good proxy. It's a little bit more. It's good. It's not a little bit less. It's a little bit more. Now, which of the half silver dollars would be acceptable for that? So various ones, if it's a Franklin half dollar that was made between 1948 and 1963, that has a 90% silver content, so that would be pretty approximate, pretty close. Kennedy half dollar, 1964, 90% silver. Kennedy half dollars from 1965 to 1970, there was the change. There was the change in that they stopped putting the 90% silver content, but they put in 60% copper and 40% silver. So that's not going to work. That's not going to be the value that we're looking for. So apparently it would have to be half dollars up until 1964, because the Kennedy half dollars from 1965 to 1970 did not have 90% silver, only the up till 1964, the Kennedy half dollar to 1964. So someone would have to look for a half dollar up till 1964. I did see that they did change the composition of the half dollars and the full dollars starting in 1965 to go down to 40% silver. And in 1970, there was another change to get rid of the silver content totally. So if somebody wants to do this, and this is what is commonly done, you'd have to find a half dollar up until 1964, but not thereafterwards. So let's get into this, what is commonly done. So the gabbai would prepare and put in the dish there where people are putting their zeichel machatzis shekel, either taped together in a little bag, three half dollars from before 1964 and before that have the silver content. So it does have the value, and it's also three denominations. But the problem here, we have a couple issues. One problem is that this is used in the United States. So to use a currency that is not in the United States, in a country, if you're in a country not in the United States, we saw the Ramah who said that you have to use the currency of where you are. It could be that a solution is that I'm giving specifically shkalim when I put it in, and I'm simply lifting up these half coins. I've already done the mitzvah machatzis shekel, zeichel machatzis shekel. I put in the coins, and now I'm simply trying to fulfill the other part of the equation of giving the value as well. So I lift up the silver coins and put it that down. So I've already done the mitzvah, so maybe it's just a hitter on that to lift up those coins. So that is commonly done. It's going to work better in the States because of the Ramah saying you have to use the currency where you are. Probably work better in the United States than elsewhere. If somebody is simply giving, he's bringing his own three half dollars silver coins from before, from 1964 and before, that would work in the States. That maybe not would not work in Israel because it has to be the currency. So we're just talking about somebody who gave currency already in the domestic currency, gave money in the domestic currency, and lifts up and has those silver coins there. So that, I'm going to read a footnote in the Piskei Tshuvos. It's brought down that this is done by the Luach Eretz Yisrael that's put out by Rav Tokachinsky. V'atam shalochim gimel chatzi a dollar. Why would we take three half dollars from Yishum? Because in their time, shebizmaneim lifnei kiyovel shanim lo haya be'Eretz Yisrael matbaya shahaya rashum alav erach nakuv chatzi. The problem was, many decades ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was not such thing as a half shekel or half lira, whatever currency was used at that time. And accordingly, you couldn't fulfill the mandate of using a currency of a half because it didn't exist in Eretz Israel. And another thing, that the any currencies in Israel didn't have the silver content. So you had strike one and strike two. You neither had the half denomination. You also didn't have the silver content. So that was indeed problematic. So accordingly, way back, Rav Tukhachinsky said, let's use half dollars, and because of that, we have something that has a currency of a half, and we also have something that has the silver content. Now, he does mention in this footnote, again, the change in the silver content, that was back then that there was silver in the half dollars. Nowadays, we don't have that. And in addition, nowadays, we have in Eretz Yisrael the half currency. We do have half shkalim. So why would people still be doing that? Because we have the half a shkalim. So they're still trying to do it because it has the value. If you're using the old silver coins, you still have the value of the silver in the coin. And that's why it is still commonly done. He continues as follows. We need the zesh alochim shlosha chatzi shkalim af Kikoni mehagabai et gimel chatzi a dollar. So why would we do this? Veneer dezet that we buy shalochim. We take three half shkalim. Af kikoni mehagabai et chatzi a dollar. Even though we are also buying the half dollars from the gabai. What he's saying here is if we're already going to exchange with the gabai, who has the three half dollars, why do we bother taking three half shkalim? Why can't I just give some money? Why can't I give a bill or something like that? He says we still want to be makbid to use three, specifically three half shkalim coins, is because the Bir Halacha has concerns about this whole minhag of the gabbai supplying silver coins to people. People give a lower denomination coin, a less expensive coin, and in order to fulfill having the silver content, the gabbai supplies these three coins that have the silver content. What's the concern here? He says, how can the gabbai do that? We have a bit of a fraud going on here because the gabbai is really not even exchanging for money. He's just lending people coins. And the people, when they give it, I'm going to lend you the three silver coins. When people give it, they're not even intending on giving it to tzedakah. So it's a whole farce that's going on here. And then he continues and says, this is Nabir Allah and Tafresh Shadi Dalad, Im Kavanas Agabai Ba'atma Ba'emes. If really the intention of the gabbai is to be makna, to give ownership to the recipient, the person who comes and he comes up and he's giving his shkalim or his pounds, and the gabbai is going to give him these silver coins. Nowadays, the half dollar silver coins from before or up to 1964, and the person really intends to give it at tzedakah. So this is going to only work for the first person who comes, because the first person who actually donates, he gets it from the gabbai. The gabbai gives it, and this person gives a couple dollars or shkalim or whatever it is, and now he receives these expensive silver coins and he gives it to tzedakah. So now that tzedakah owns it, the gabbai can't take it out of tzedakah. He has no permission to take it out again and give it to the second person. Only the first person really acquired it. Once he donates it to the tzedakah, it's not going to be effective for the second person or for the third person because it's already owned by the tzedakah. So the Beir Halacha is not really in favor of this, the gabbai standing there and supplying silver coins, or even putting it in the pot. He doesn't get into just leaving it there, lying there, but it could very well be that it's the same thing, because how can you acquire it from tzedakah? It's owned by tzedakah. He does say a possible solution, ulai kevan shekfar nahagu kach, hevi leki ilu hisnu behedya. It could be that this, because this is the minhag, accordingly, they made a tanai, they made a condition, an explicit condition, kol hanosnim letzedakah, Shinosnim al ofens, anyone who's giving to tzedakah in this fashion, shiada gabbai reshuslas. It could be that we assume that the gabbai has permission to do this, so maybe it works. Bottom line here is that the Bir Halacha is not overly happy with what's done with the three coins, but this is the minhag olam, it seems to be nowadays. But accordingly, we have the Piskei Tshuvos explaining why people, even if you're going to be effectively exchanging or buying those three expensive silver coins and giving it back, still you should come, still we should come with our three coins that have a half denomination, being at half dollars, even if it doesn't have the silver content in the United States, to use specifically three half dollars, not dollars, three half dollars should be used of currently, and give those, and you can exchange it for the more expensive, the real silver coins. And in Israel, go with your three half shkalim, because now we're fulfilling at least that it's a half a shekel. It's a half a denomination and three of them. And then we can exchange it for those three expensive coins and wherever else, whatever denomination, go with half denominations, three of them. That is the way that it should be done. And certainly we can exchange it for those dollars. We do have the rationale brought by the Bir Halacha that maybe it's going to be effective because that's what people intended doing. So that's the bottom line. The ideal way to do it is if we had the coins, would be the full content, a minimum of 10 grams in each coin, and use half denominations of the coins. That doesn't really exist nowadays. So what is commonly done is we use coins, and we should do three coins, half denominations, and if there are silver coins to exchange, certainly we can do that as well. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.